Like to call this membership committee back into order. We've just been through executive session, so now we're back in regular meeting. So at this time, do we have any further questions, comments before we adjourn? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You're recognized.
I don't have any additional comments other than to say, throughout the course of executive session, there were quite a few documents or reports that were requested to be provided to this Congress. My request, Mr. Standing Bear, Mr. Burtman, would be that those, and we can do it by formal motion, Mr. Chair, if you feel the need, that those reports be back to us by the 24th of this month. That would give a full week. But we set a time certain for those documents to be back to this Congress for us to consider, and then to give the committee time to be able to schedule a meeting. So if we want that done by motion, I'm happy to make that motion.
Yeah, thank you. Let me check with Mr. Stamber. Is that reasonable for you to produce those further documents and Mr. Bergman that we discussed?
It's reasonable for me. I can't speak for Mr. Burtman. I have them available now.
Mr. Burtman?
Yeah, we certainly can have them done.
Okay. Okay, yeah, well, okay. We'll go ahead with your motion. And,
would you prefer that to be a motion, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Okay.
Jordan, go ahead.
Mr. Chair and Madam Clerk, make a motion to have all reports and documents discussed during executive session or brought to light during executive session returned to the Congress by January 24th of 2025.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second to have another meeting scheduled for January 24th. I'm not certain what time it will be. I'm not looking at my calendar right now, but we will get back with you on the time. We got to see what's going on with the Congress also, what else we have going on. But we can probably get together. Clerk, what date is that, the 24th? It's on a Friday, a week from today.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Mr. Gill.
I believe you still need to vote on your motion. I have a scheduling conflict, though, the 24th. I will be traveling back to Tulsa that day. So if we could push it to the afternoon of the 27th or later in that week.
Mr. Chair, as a point of clarification, that's just the deadline to have the documents back to Congress, not the next meeting date.
Okay. Did you hear that, Mr. Gill? And yeah, okay, before we go any further, let's go ahead and get the vote on that motion. Excuse me on that. Got ahead of myself. Okay, we have the motion from Congressman Potts, second from Congressman Tillman. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say yes.
Yes.
All against, no. Motion passed. Okay. Now back to our discussion, Mr. Gill. That was just the deadline for the exhibits for further information on the 24th.
Thank you. If you do set a meeting, I would request it be after the 28th, please.
Thank you.
That is fine with me. Committee, is that going to be okay? 28th?
Sure.
That seems to be okay with everybody. We can go ahead and set that meeting for the 28th. And what day is that, Clerk? It's on a Tuesday. If there's nothing going on with our Congress session or anything, I think we can probably have that in the morning if that's okay. Is it better for the morning or afternoon with everybody?
I'm fine with either.
Mr. Gill, is the morning
better? Either will work for me.
Excuse me? Go ahead, sir.
I can do either.
Okay. Carlton Potts?
I'm fine with either.
Okay, let's just set it at 10 o'clock on the 29th.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion, second. Any discussion? All in favor say yes.
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 All against, no. Thank you, committee. We are adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for being here. Mr. Bergman, thank you a lot for being here. Mr. Standing Bear, we appreciate you. Secretary Mayrou, thank you for being here.